not in the parsha of Nidreisa. And even according to the Rashba, that there is Valdeacher Nidreisa, so it's again on the basis of this Yalfuse. But without that Yalfuse, we wouldn't know of any Valdeacher. Valdeacher is mentioned in the parsha of Nidre Gaveya, of Nidre Hekdesh. So Mimele, just as in Nidre Hekdesh, there is a Rizu and a Reolai, so that's part and parcel of this Hekdesh. So in Nosia there is also of a Rizu and a Reolai. Of Arizu and Arielai. So this is what he says, what the Rosh says. This is what the Rosh says. That in other words, he still has to take another matter. So if he says, he didn't take any Zires. Any Zires of Arizu of Nisires, of Areni Nozir. But he took a neder of a relay of Nazirus. So it is just like the relay of Hekdesh. If somebody takes a neder of a relay of Hekdesh, he still has to take another neder of Arizu in order that the Kedusha should be chal on this behemoth. Even if he specified the behemoth in the relay, it's still necessary to take another neder of Arizu. So here too, Mashain Kinderan, the Ran will agree with the Sheet of the Rambam. That Nizirus is Nidre Yisya. Why? Because the Sheet, according to the Ram, as the Rambam says, so the Neder of Nizirus in its essence is a Neder of Kabbalah's Nizirus, of Nid Nizirus, of Asarin Gain, of Asarin Tiglachas, of Asarin Tumas Meisin, whether it's a Hefti, it's a Gav, it doesn't make any difference. But in its essence, it's a Neder of Nid Nizirus, not of Kriyashem. So Mimele, but then the Kedushas Nozir is Memeilechal. If he takes a neder of Niyug Nizires, so it's Memeilechal. So Memeile, this is the neder of Ari. So according to the Ran, you can also say that there is a Harizu in neder in Nizires. In other words, we say Ari Nozir. So it's analogous to Harizu. True, the Rambam says that Nizires is Nidre Yisr. And what is Nidre Yisr? Nidre Yisr itself is analogous to Arizu of Hekdesh. Now let's say, if we say Yesh Mila Bikonomis, so then it's Mamish Harizu, he's Matvis. So to a certain extent, so he's Matvis in the Hekdesh. And even if he doesn't say Kikom, and according to the Rambam, there are two types of Neder, but he just asks it without being Matvis in Hekdesh. But there is an analogy between Nidre Yisr and Harizu in Hekdesh. There's an analogy. Just as an Harizu of Hekdesh. So it becomes Hekdesh. So when I say Kikar Zeh Oser Alai, so also it becomes Meil Oser. So even according to the Rambam, that Nizires is Nidre Yisr, but it bears a certain analogy to the Harizu. But by Neder, but since there is a Hekdesh, since there is a Hekesh between Nizires and Nidre Gaveya, because the whole Baldachir is mentioned in the parish of Nidre Gaveya, so that means that this Hekesh tells us that besides the Arizu of Nozir, there is a Reolai of Nozir also. So even according to the Rambam and the Ran, that Nizires is Nidre Yisr, so there is still a Arizu, because in Nidre Yisr itself is a Arizu. Nidre Yisr is exclusively Arizu. There is no Ariolai Nidre Yisr. But in Nozir, so true, the Arein in Nozir, that's the Arizu. That's the Arizu of Nozir. And that is analogous to Nidre Yisr, because Nidre Yisr itself represents the concept of Arizu. Because he asks it, what's Arizu? When I say Arizu Hekdesh, so it becomes affected. With the Yisr Hekdesh, it becomes Hekdesh. And here too, even if it's without Atvose, but it still bears an analogy to the Arizu of Hekdesh. But by Nidre Yisr itself, we only have the concept of Arizu in Nidre Yisr. We don't have the concept of Ariolai in Nidre Yisr. But here, by Nozir, there is a Hekdesh between Nozir and Nidre Hekdesh. So there is, and by Hekdesh there is a Relai, so by Nozir too, in addition to the Arizu of Nozir, Arin Nozir, there is the Relai in Nozir. But since the Arizur of Nozia, Arini Nozia, the Arizur of Nozia, according to the Ram, is does not take effect as a nether of Kriya Shem, the way Arizur of Hekdesh takes effect. But it takes effect as Kabbalah's new Bnizires. So Mele the Ariolai, when he takes a nether of Ariolai, so it's not necessary that he should take another nether. So what's the difference, according to the Ram, between the nether of Arizur of Nizires, Harini Nozir, that's Arizu, Harini Nozir, that's Arizu, Harini Ani Nozir. So what's the difference between the Arinizu, the Arizu of Nozir, and the Ariolai of Nozir? If he says Harini Nozir, the Arizu of Nozir, so he already answered the Yain, Mimele becomes a Nozir. But if he says Ariolai, Lies Nozir, so Mimele he doesn't become a Nozir. But he doesn't have to take a new nether of Arizu. When is it necessary to take a new nether of Arizu? By Hekdesh. Because by Hekdesh, so the nether of Arizu in its essence is a nether of Kriya Shem. So Mele, the nether of Arielai, if you take a nether of Arielai, so it must be followed by neder of Arizu to be Kiriya Hashem. Masheinkin by Nizires, where the neder of Arizu of Nizires of Arini Nozir in its essence is a neder, is an Idriiser. And Idriiser itself is Arizu. But in Idriiser we don't have the Ariolai over and above the Arizu in Idriiser. Masheinkin here we have a special droshe that there is Ariolai of Nizires over and above the Arizu of Nizires. But since the Arizu of Nizires, according to the Ram, is in Idriiser, is analogous to Idriiser, in other words, it's not in its essence a neder of Kriya Shem, but it's a neder of Kabbalah's new Nizires. So Memele, the neder of Ariolai of Nizires, does not have to be followed by another neder of Arizu, but just by a new of Nizires. That's all. So if he makes a neder of Arizu of Nizires, so Mimele is in Nozia. And by Asa in the Yain, if he makes a neder of Ariolai of Nizires, so then he becomes in Nozia and becomes bound by all the Elavim, Balichol, Balishte, only when he decides to start the Nozia of Nizires. That's the Shita of the Ram. That's the Shita of the Ram. All right.
We discussed the difference between the Ram's pshat in the Gemara and the Potter Me'ilo Machir Nozir and the Rosh pshat. So, on 2 points they did. First of all, according to the Ram, so where he says the Potter Me'ilo Nozir, so he's Zeiv about Tachem Yad, and according to the Rosh, he's Zeiv about Teacher only after Gimel Yigol. That's one point of difference. And then, according to the Ram, so when he starts to cut, he doesn't have to take a new nether of Nizires. He only has to start counting the Nizires. And according to the Rosh, he has to say, as long as he doesn't take a new nether of Nizires, as he doesn't say, Arini Nozir or the whole of Nizires. So we said that the Rosh is Lishitosei. The Rosh Shiti is that the essence of neder of Nizires consists in being Kiri Shem Nozir upon himself, in being Matfis, the Shem Nozir upon himself. Mimele the Yisuri of Nozir, of Achilles Anovim, Siyas Yayim, Tumas Meisim, Tiglachas emanate, as the Rosh says, that is on the base. But the Rambam Shite is that it's Nidreisa, so that means that whether it's a Hefzo or it's a Gavre, but it's Nidreisa. So Mele, the essence of the neder of Nizires consists in the neder whereby is Mikabil Niuk of Nizires. Of Niuk Nizires. According to the Rosh, so it's analogous to Nidre Hegdesh, Nidre of Nizires. Just as Nidre Hegdesh, so he is Kiri, so he is Kiri Shem, so here too he is Kiri Shem Nozir upon himself. Mimele the Isuri Nozir emanate from it. So, according to the Rosh, so there is a perfect analogy to Nidre Hegdesh. Now, in Nidre Hegdesh, we have a neder of Arizu, and we have a neder of Ariolai. Now, when someone takes a neder of Ariolai in Hegdesh,
So it cannot become Hekdesh unless the neder of Hari Olai is followed by neder of Hari Zu. If I say Hari Olai Eilo L'mizbeach, so the behemoth cannot become an Eilo until I make another neder and I say Hari Zu Eilo. So Meile by Nozer too. So we have both types of nidorim. We have a neder of Hariz of Hari Nozir that's like Hari Zu of Hekdesh. So it becomes a nozir immediately. So just as the Arizu, so it matfiz gdushe, he is matfiz the halishem hegdesh in the hefze. So when he says Arini nozir, so it matfiz gdushes nozir in himself, or he's matfiz the halishem nozir in himself. Mimele the isuri nozir emanate. That's the neder of Arini, which is the counterpart of Arizu of hegdesh, and then there is also the neder of Ari Olai. Of Ari Olai liyis nozir. So just as by Hekdesh, the neder of Ari Olai can be fulfilled only by taking another neder of Ari Zu. So the neder of Ari Olai nozir can be fulfilled only by taking another neder of Ari nozir, which is the Rosh Ite. But the Ran apparently agrees with Shiva Zaramba that nozir, he doesn't say it, but that letter of Nizires is Nidreisa. Is Nidreisa. So Memele is this. So that means, as the Ritvos in Nidorim says, that it's a Hefze. So that means, according to the Ritvo, the neder of Nizires in its essence is not a neder whereby he is Matvis, who is Kerea Shem Nozir. He is Matvis Dushe in himself. Dushes Nozir himself. But essentially, the neder of Nizires, according to the Ritvo, the Rambam, and the Ritvo and the Ran, is a kabbalas niyub nizires. A kabbalas, in other words, he assers upon himself biteras nozir. Shiras yayin, tumas meisin, tiglachas, and then the kedushas nozir mimele results. But essentially, the neder of nizires is a neder of niyub nizires. Of niyub nizires. So mimele, it is. So it's analogous to nidreiser, but nidreiser itself bears a certain analogy to the Arizu of Hekdesh, especially the halacha of Yesh Mila Bikonomis. But even without Mila Bikonomis, it bears an analogy to Arizu. Because by Arizu, so it becomes his Kiri Hashem. But by Nidre Yisr, he asks the Hefze. Mimele the Hefze becomes Oser. So it bears an analogy to the Arizu. So that is the neder of Arini Nozir. Mashenkei, the neder of Ari Olai is Nozir, since the Arini Nozir, is a neder essentially of assuring, of being become Nizires, so the neder of Ari Olai is Nozir is not a neder of making another neder Arizu, but of being mikabel upon himself a niug of Nizires in the future. And the difference between Harini Nozir and Ari Olaylius Nozir, that where he says Harini Nozir, so he's mikabel upon himself, that the niug Nizires should start immediately. If he says Ari Olaylius Nozir, so he's mikabel upon himself, that the niug of Nizires should take place later, when he decides to start the niyug of Nizires. So the mele, it's not necessary, according to the Ran, that he should take another neder of Arini Nozir. Right, that's the machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh. Now let's see the Ran inside. Bal de'achad Nizires, nira beinai pirushe nishmaitze d'oche makh. Heiche mishkachas lo. Dileke le meima mishkachas lo bayim yone d'chule korbonez. Veimer ari olay lo yisnozir. Dilei dome, di lo imer ari olay lo vikhobm. מחוץ המייסה, דהיין האבויה, ויהיה אפשר לאמא שיוכל מיד. אבל הוכה, כימי שאני מחוץ השם דובו, הרי הנזירס חול מיד. והבו לנוזר, ולקה בלטח, ויהי כשאים אל כשארצה, אלא כנמה בלטח, שהיה היסניח לכשארצה, ואין ראיתי, ומתר יצרובה, כי גאין דיומה לא יפות המנעילום, עד שאיר נוזר, ובחי גבנה, מן הישייתה, קום לי בלטח, כדאי שינום באים על אישתה, כלאימא, כי אינועים על אישתה. דה קיי נמליש דאסו לאחו בתחום מיד מחשש שדמיס ולאב די דם ילא הילי גמרי די לא עושה מיוח לא ולמי זבי לא לאו די איסורי אבל הוכה לאלתה קום לי בלדה אחריה די Trieb mich in Isno Vioma. Wo ihr Potem Leilom, Maschma Dehoi Koma. Harei Olai Limeis Nizire Es Binien, Schul ich Schaas Bidobo, Schaas Lu Nizere Osai, Keidem She Potem Leilom. Mich Moche Avde Lishne Le Maschma. Dei Nozi Amiato, Miu Komli Baltach El Altea. Die Afa Gaf, Die Kelemeima, Meiche Kuya Opis Midoi. I ma hosso baltach ni du lesa lacha gimoli goli ve lan fei kamdu gishi shono hoche nam lacha gimoli goli im lesa di lo so hagi yoma ala istome aval hoche lo yoma hoche dim kei habu lo zo alta so the Ran said before that if he says hagi yoma ala is nizires in view of the fact that in mechus ha-shuma he say so mele in mishma talosh it means eino zamiyat וכי משכן הבו לגעים הרי אלי לא מקום מיד תקום ל מה יאמר so he says אבל הוכה לא יאמר הוכה דים כי הבו נוזל אותה if he said הרי אלי לי יסנוזי כי כבר ישנה מה יאמר לו יפותם לאילו וכי משכן הבו לגעים הרי אלי לא מקום מיד תקום לי באותה אחיל אותה so in other words so what does it mean when he says לא יפות המלילה עד שאין נוזיה הרי אולי לימניס נזירס בעניין שלא יחשש בדו but it's not in there to take another nether it's in there to be naive נזירס and according to the Ram that he agrees with Shlis Aramba that nether נזירס is nidri iser so even the Arini Nozir is a nether of Kabbalah's נזירס but the nether of Arini Nozir is a nether of Kabbalah's Nizires immediately. And the nether of Arielai is a Kabbalah to start being the Ignosia. And until he starts the Niyug of Nizires, so the Shem Nozir is not Chal. So when he says, Arielai, Lepotam Leilo Machei Nozir, so then he is Mechayev himself to be Neig Nizires, but not to be Neig Nizires immediately, but to be Neig Nizires in such a way that it will not be a Nichshach. So the only way to fulfill that Neder so that it will certainly not be Eivir than the Neder is by starting the Neig Nizires immediately. So Mimele, the Chiyuv takes effect immediately. If the Chiyuv takes effect immediately, there is no aloche of Gimel Rigolim. When is the aloche of Gimel Rigolim? Let's say by Kobones. So by Kobones, so he is not Mechuyev to bring the call. If somebody is Mechuyev, an Eilor, a Shlomi, a Chatos, a Nosho, so he is not Mechuyev to be Matriach himself. To be Matriach himself and to go to this Amigdosh to make the call. Because the Rosh Na Posik is, and this is what the Torah even says in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Bal Ta'acher is Eiver after Gimel Rigol. So in other words, if he took a neder, or he became Mechuyev Mekor, it doesn't have to be Dafke al the neder. There is Bal Ta'acher on all Kobones, even if he didn't take a neder. Let's say Yildes, she's Mechuyev Mekor. So if she became Mechuyevet Nikom before Pesach, so then he'll be able to say, if she doesn't bring the Korban after Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot will have expired. Gimel Rigolim, then be able to say. But suppose Pesach expired, so then she's only either an S. Now, which is it? כי אם אלא מוקי מה שנבחר עד השם אלוקיכם מכל שבטיכם לא שום משמי שום לשכני סדרי שוב ובוסו שום ובוסו שום Now I mentioned an example of Yildes. I shouldn't have mentioned that example because there is a bay in the Gemara as to whether an Isha is even about the Achim. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So it's a bay in the Gemara. So it's not such a good opposite that an Isha is even about the Achim. But I mean if somebody is Mechuyev Nikor, let's say a man becomes Mechuyev Nikor, even without a neder. So his Eim about Acher, after Gimel Rigolim will have expired. And for the Ese, he'll be there after one Rega. After one Rega. So the Miri in Rosh Hashanah Davo, and it's
muchach from the Gemara. I mean, it's not spelled out in the Gemara, but it's muchach from the Gemara that when is one him about Achim, and when, after Gimel Egolim, and the essay of Vaveisim Shomoy Lisechem, Vizifrechem, Vizmaschesechem, Vestrumas Yetchem, Vinitrechem, Vinitrechem, Ufriges Alchem, Vizenchem, after one regal, that is only if he was Eilel regal. But suppose he was not Eilel regal. Was not Eilel regal. He took an Eilel to bring a call. Or he became a Chuyev a call. Became a Chuyev a call. He ate Chilev b'shevik. So he's a Chuyev to bring a call. And Gimel Regolim passed by. And he didn't bring the call. But he wasn't Eilel regal. So then he's not Eilel about Acher. And he's not even Eilel about Eilel. Why? Because there is no chiyuv upon a person who is mechuyev korban to be matriach himself to go to the Beis Hamikdash and bring the korban. There is no chiyuv. All other mitzvahs, so a person is mechuyev to be matriach himself. Matriach himself. If somebody, in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of esrik, so if he cannot get an esrik unless he walks 10 miles to buy an esrik, he is mechuyev to walk 10 miles to buy an esrik. But in regard to Avoyas Korban, the Torah was not matriach a person that he should come to the Samigdash to bring the Korban. Because the Lashon HaPosik in the essay is, Ki melamokim asher yivchar ad Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem losu meshmoi shom lishichnei sitri shuvos ha-shomo. So since it is uvos ha-shomo, ושיח לסידו שובוס השומו ואבייסם שומו ומסייכם וזבחיכם ויסמסייכם ויסטרומס יתכם ונדריכם ונדריסייכם ובחירס פרחם וצייכם. So in other words, it was a shama anyway. So ממילא יהיה מחויב to bring the call and be makri. So whether if it's a real life, so he has to be mafrich and bring it if it's a rizu. So he's not mechuyev to bring the behemo that he was already mafris, le'ilo, le'shlomim, whatever it is, until he's ill regel. So since it is uvos ha'shomo, so mele is mechuyev to bring the call. But he's not mechuyev to be matriach himself. So mele, the Meiri says in Rosh Hashanah that not only is one not there, but the acher, or the essay of Aveisim Shomo, if he was a nonus and he couldn't be Eilel Regel. But even if he could be Eilel Regel. But b'mezit, he wasn't Eilel Regel. So he's mevatel the essay of being Eilel Regel. But he's not mevatel the essay of Aveisim Shama. Mimele is not mevatel the love, he's not even the love of Baltachem. So in other words, so the Ramshite is that when is there a shia of Gimel Regolim? When is there a shiur of Gimel Regolim? That is only if he doesn't become a chuyev to do it immediately. So let's say if he took an eder to bring the korban, so he's not mechuyev to bring the korban immediately. He's not mechuyev to bring the korban even after 5 years if there hadn't been a mitzvah of Eilel Regel. As a matter of fact, that's the Abaye in Rosh Hashanah, whether a nisha is a veres about ache or not. Why? Because a nisha is not mechuyeves in the mitzvah of Eilel Regel. Sholish pom bashanah yiroi kol zchur chos miyad Hashem alekecho b'mokim asher yivchar. So only a man is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Eilel Regel, but a woman is not mechuyev. A woman is not mechuyev. So memele, she's not about ache, she's not even about ache, and she's not even aver the esev aveisev. That's one alternative in the Abaye, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The other alternative is that even though she is not mechuyeves in the mitzvah of Eil Rego, of Shon Ishpon Bashon Yeroi called Tzchuchos, but she is mechuyeves in Simcha. So Bemele, she has to go to the Beis Hamikdash to eat the Shalmi Simcha. So she is mechuyeves to go to the Beis Hamikdash anyway. So not because of the mitzvah, not because of the mitzvah of Eilel Regel, of Eilel Regel, but because of the mitzvah of Shalmi Simcha. So Memele, she's a veres baltach. But if she hadn't been mechuyeves to go to Beis Hamikdash,
on the score of Hillel or on the score of Simcha, so then she certainly wouldn't be there. But there. So that means that when one is mechuyev Nikor, or when one takes a neder and he's mechayev himself Nikor, or he's mafrish Nikor, marizu, so there is no chiyuv upon him to be matriach himself, to bring the korm to the Misamidosh. Except if he's mechuyev, if he's mechuyev to go to the Misamidosh anyway, it's a vosa shomo. So that, then there is aluch of aveisim shomo. Aveisim shomo. So if he doesn't bring, if one regel expires and he doesn't bring the korm, he's even an ese. The ese of aveisim shomo. If we regal him expire, he's even about achim. So the Shikas Arani is, when is there a shiur of Gimuli Kolim? If the chiyuv does not take effect immediately when he takes the nether. So mele, and when will the chiyuv take effect on him? When he has to be a little regular anyway, but not at the time when the gavre becomes mechuyev in the korm. So let's say somebody ate chile, b'shedik. So that is the moment when the gavre becomes mechuyev in the korm. But the chiyuv of being maybe the korm, so will take effect only when he's a little regular. Then, when it was a shomo anyway, so then it is vaveisim shomo. So since the chiyuv avoye does not take effect immediately upon the neder, upon the making of the neder, so there is a shiur of gimel regal. But by tzedakah, so the Gemara says, kaima aniim is even about achem yad. And according to the Ram, I mean, the Hadashim is Rishim there too. I mean, the Rashbo Shitin in Rosh Hashanah is different. And the Rashbo here in Nidorim says the same Shitin. So, according to the Rashbo in Rosh Hashanah and Nidorim, so there is Balti Ache even by Tzedoke. And when the Gemara says, that Kaima Anim Lealter, so Mimele is Eva Malalter, the Gemara doesn't mean Balti Ache is Eva Malalter. He's Eva the Esse of Bifichos Tzedoke Lealter. But Baal Te'achir is only Eivir, even Baal Tzedoke, Le'achah Gimel Rikol. That's the Rashi Shita, but most Rishayim Achilik, and most Rishayim hold, that when the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, Baal Tzedoke, so Yizeva La'al Te'ah, it means, Eiva means Baal Te'achir. Not just an essay. But so the Rashi Shita is, that Baal Tzedoke, in view of the fact, that he is Mechuyev immediately, because only by Kabbonis, so there is a aloche of Uvosa Shomo Vaveisim Shomo. So the Chiyuv does not take effect, the Chiyuv Avoye does not take effect immediately, but only when he's Eilel Rego. Eilel Rego. But by Tzedoke, since he is Mechuyev, the Neder, in the Kiyum HaNeder, immediately, so he's Eilel Vatahero also immediately. So Mimele, this is the reason as to why the Ram holds this, that when he says Leipotam Neilo, so Mimele is Eivir about the Acher immediately. Why? Because if he says Leipotam Neilo, Achei Nozia, so the Neder was Hareo Lailimis Nizires being Shlich Shashmid of Shashl Nizirisai. So the Chiyuv of starting the Nizires takes effect immediately. He will not become a Nozir and will not aim a Baliechum Balishte until he will start a new Gavnizires, but he becomes obligated immediately to start a new Gavnizires. So Mimele sins, so it's like Zdokke. So Mimele is even about Acher also. Then he says, Uvidin hu dave motzero veluk mei beimeya, kirim shi yavu bishoni mei nozim. Vechai davne havu li bota Acher li kopones, dui obarat gimu rigori. So the Ram says, suppose he says, kirim shi yavu bishoni mei nozim. So he specified a time limit. So Mimele, if he says, Kedem Shiavu Beishoni Mei Nozir, so the Chiyuv is not to start a new Gav Nizires now. The Chiyuv is to start a new Gav Nizires within a period of 2 years. So it's not like the Chiyuv of Tzedoke. By Chiyuv of Tzedoke, so the moment he takes an Eder, Lanim, he becomes Mechuyev immediately. So immediately becomes Mechuyev to fulfill it. But he can fulfill it later on too. But he becomes Mechuyev immediately. Masheinkin, if he says, Kedim Shiyabu Beishonim Einozi, so that was his neder. The chiyuv was not to be a nozir immediately, but the chiyuv was to be a nozir within a period, to be neig nizires within a period of 2 years, of 5 years, of 10 years, of 20 years. So mele, it's not a chiyuv that takes effect immediately, even though he becomes mechuyev immediately to count nizires within a period of 2 years, but the chiyuv itself has a certain time. So mele, there is a shiur of gimel rigol. So that's the klal of the Ram. When is there a shiur of gimel rigol if the chiyuv does not take effect immediately? So by kabbonis, so the chiyuv does not take effect immediately because until he's a little regal, he's not mechuyev to be made. Ubozo shomo, then it's vaveza. But when he says kedem shiavro beishonim eynozir, so then it's a chiyuv. So in other words, it's a chiyuv to bnei gnezires within a certain period. So the chiyuv is not immediate. So memele, there is a shiur of gimel rigol. Uvechaygav nehavu lebaltacha dekabones v'liyor varav gimel rigol. Elomi. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? Elomi kimiyu kimdoi matzulukle beimerari alai binozir uchil parishes v'isr lechidushet noye nokat hayla shniunon dibechaygav nekom lebaltacha laute ubozei yotzosi vechivosim mikol mashim muarishim balochezu. Now, this is the sheet of the Ram. This is the sheet of the Ram. Yes, what is it?
How does the Ram say that he doesn't even, where does the Ram say that he doesn't even have a Kabbalah?
It's mashma from the Ram, from the Ram's Loshin, that he doesn't need another Kabbalah. He doesn't mention a Kabbalah. He says, V'yulav ditam yilayim ligam gadilo osam yochel emis bailov v'yisuri. Aval hoche, li'al tekom lebatachia. The chim she'is the woman potem yilam mashu lachim. Aveyulay libis nizires. And then Teisves also says the same shitim. You see, not like the Rosh. Teisves spells it out more. And then Teisve says the kasha. Hikshu Arav Rabbi Yisif Shol Arberetz Atzvi. Amai lo mishkachas baltacher bin ziras doma ari olai lekabul niziras arashleishim yei. Vi meachir river baltacher. Vi shemo haine kishinu yedishaninon lo yepotam neila che yenozek lima rachi kabul niziras. Oidi yishleima. Di meachir lishalim nidrei im kin lab haine baltacher din nozir kin baltacher din edea. Shemaachir linda nidrei. So in other words, so we have the second version is saying that where the neder is to be mikabul nizires, hariyolai mikabul nizires achashleshiyei. So then it's not even the baltacher of nizires. Then it is the baltacher of a neder. But the baltacher of nizires consists in hariyolai linig nizires, even though he doesn't become a nozer immediately, but he becomes a nozir when he starts the niyug of nizires. Now let's see the shitas. Now, so this is the shita of the Ram, but the Rashbo in Rosh Hashanah and the Rashbo here in Dorim. So he says that even by tzedoke, so the Gemara says the kaima anim, so the alter he is mechuyev. So it only means beside the esek. But the Baltacher, even by Tzedokah, will only be Eveh after Gimel Rigolim. So apparently, according to the Rashbo, so it's a shiur of Gimel Rigolim. Even when he becomes Mechuyev immediately, to do it right now, so there is a shiur of Gimel Rigolim, according to the Rashbo. Now let's see what the shiur is the Rambam. How does the Rambam? So we have two pshotim in that Gemara. So according to the Rosh, so Lepotam Neilom Acheyim Nozir, is a neder to be mikabel to make another neder of nizires. According to Teisves, at the beginning, so it's a neder, and according to the Rosh, according to the according to the Rosh. So lepatamil machin ozia. So it's in there to be mikabel nizires, to make another letter of nizires. So and according to the Ran and Tesis, the first Tesis. So it is not in there to be mikabel nizires, but in neder ikabole to be neig nizires. And he doesn't have to take a new neder of harini nozia, just to start a new bar nizires. What's the shit is a Rambam? So in the Rambam there is a stira between two Rambams. In one Rambam it's mashma that he agrees with the shite of the Rosh, and with the other Rambam it's mashma he agrees with the shite of the Ran and Tesis. Now the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchas Nizires Halacha Dalet says as follows. The Rambam doesn't mean that he's either Bal Yechon Bal Tishte. That not. But he means Harizinozem Yad, he doesn't even have to be Mikabel Nizires. He has to start the new of Nizires. No new Kabbalist Nizires is necessary. Just the new. So it's like the Ran and Tesis. Not like the Rosh. V'micha mizrusiyah is a hiver about the achil isham leivin leikin alav zeh. Alright. Now then there is another Rambam. Rambam Milchas Erech. The Rambam in Perek Vov Milchas Erech Halacha Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel says as follows. Perek Vov Milchas Erech Chomim Halacha Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Yirali, Lamed Aleph Yirali She'af al pishin on the magdish Dovah Shoi Balaylo Imom harari olay lagdishoi Harizah chayav lagdishoi כשיום ולילה משום מיטרי ואם לא הקדיש הרי זה איבא משום פרטי אחר ולא יחל דבורי ומשום ככל היצא מפיו יעשה כשור הנידור. So the Rambam says Mr. Aslan that even though אינו דו מקדיש דו משום בלילה but if a person will say מה שתילת בהמתי הרי אולי להקדיש להקדש so then it is חום אותם נדע the הקדש could not be חל. But he becomes mechuyev to be magdish the vlad once the vlad is boleim. Keitzad hoim harei olay lahagdish kol shetalu mitzudosim nayam harei olay litin laniim pere sheteitzis olezu harei olay lahachrim olitin lishvuim kol sheestakya bishon ezu v'chol kayeitzi b'amori meilu harei zechayev litin milasis ben mashoma kishyavir yodei.
So when he says, or so he doesn't become danim, he doesn't become hegdesh, but he becomes mechuyev to fulfill his neder. So once the behemoth gives birth to a vlad, he becomes mechuyev to be magdish the vlad. Once a certain peres grow and he has a crop of peres in his field, so he's mechuyev to give it away to be magdish et lani, to give it to lani. So that's a neder. V'zeh kayetze bei bechlal nidor imhu, loy bechlal ekdeshes. Then in Aloch Lamed Gimel, he says, "Raya lidovoze, mashom ayake kovinu, v'chol ashatitel li aser esren lof, v'nemar asher nedartel li shom neder." So Yaakov Avinu was penniless when he took that neder. He didn't have anything. It was idovah shel bolelo,
And he says, Kol ha-shatitin li, aser asrenu. And Yaakov Avinu says, Asher darta li shameda. So that means it was valid. Why was it valid? Zidom shel ba'ilom? The answer is, Zidom shel ba'ilom cannot be chal, the hekdesh, it cannot become omenanim. But a chiyuv neder, there can be, even in respect to Zidom shel ba'ilom. So one raya is from Yaakov Avinu. Then a second raya, from our Gemara. Vare yoi meyaloi epotir min ha'ilom. Ache nozir, chayev ninik min izires, v'afal pisha adai loi noda bin ozir. So how did the Rambam say it? He will make a neder of Nizires. So that's like the Rosh, not like the Ran in Tezves. So there is a stira. I mean, the Kashi is raised by the Nizikiri. So there is a stira between the Rambam in Perik Aleph Milchas Nizires and the Rambam in Perik Vov Milchas Nizires. Because in Pirkei Avot Milchas Nizires he says, "Ho'im el potam ne'ilam achei nozia harize nozia miyad." What do you mean harize nozia miyad? He doesn't mean that the ochel is a chayv malkes mishim balicho and shoso is chayv malkes balishte. That not. So then, if he's chayv malkes mishim balishte, so then he wouldn't be able to achei like a regular nozia. So he means harize nozia miyad. He has to start the new gam nizires immediately. He has to refrain from siyas yain immediately without any neder. He doesn't say. But he says, what is it? He has to be naik nizires immediately. It's like Tesis in the Ram. But here he says, so it's in neder, so the potam neil machi nozia is in neder to take another neder of nizires. So it's a stire. Now the Raivet, he says, Raivet Dovose. מה שאומר יעקב אבינו וכל אשר תיתן לי עשר עשרן הלוך ונאמר אשר נדרת לי שם נדע. So he says והרי יואים אלו יפותם נעים עד שאינו זה אומר אברום הוראי מיעקב ראי. So he agrees with the Rambam's din and he says the ראי from יעקב אבינו is a very good ראי אבל זו של נוזי ראי לא כלום שערי ביודי. So one because it's ביודי. So in other words, so it's not like a דורש של בלילה because it's viyodi. Viyoit, kilo yoida mosa yipotia. Vareyu kilo omar arim nozem yad. So what does the Raivet mean? I mean, no raya from the Gemara lepotam neil achi nozia. Because over there, he doesn't have to take a new neder of nizires. He just has to start a new kam nizires. So what kind of a raya is it to a case where he says, kol kimashe teilet behemti agdish. Lehegdesh. They are just taking new neder of Nizires. So what kind of Rai? He agrees with the Rambam's name. That is Chayv Neder. But there is no analogy between this case of the Rambam and the Gemara for the Potam Lelachinozia. So what's the Pshat in Raivet? The Raivet holds, he agrees with the Shit of the Ram. And Tesis. He doesn't mean that the ochel is commonly balichal chosko malishte. He means he is mechuyev to start a new knof nizires immediately. He doesn't have to take a new neder. But the Rambam says no. So it's a stira between the Rambam perikvav luchasirach and the Rambam in perikal luchasnizires. Now, I think that there is no stira in the Rambam. Actually, now, the Ram says, the Ram and the Rosh says, they both say the same thing, that even though the Gemara says, there is a difference. Because in the case of Asur Echol B'Tchum Miyad, why? So the Ram says over there. So he has to be chishish misochik. She has to be chisheshes. Maybe her husband will die. So memele the next hour. So memele is ishoachas kinemisosi. But if it turns out that the husband lived for some time and she ate rumo, so she was not. So it's a glory in Yitzchak Mafreya.
Yitzhuvra al-Machaya, that she wasn't even an Isa. Masha'in came here, if he says, we put him in Masha'in Nozi here, and suppose he didn't start the new Yuk of Nizires, and he lived for another 50 or 60 years, he'll still hear about her. Because here, it is, Haril Ailinus Nizires being Shalich Shazbidah.
So, the Dimyen to Hoim Elishte Arizik Tashuachas is only just as over there. We do not take it for granted that he's going to live for some time. So here too, you don't take it for granted. But over there, she's Asrolech Mitrumo Misofik. So Mimele, if she did it Trumo and he lived, so she, it's Uvalim Afreya that she wasn't even an Isa. Mashaim can hear since it is Isofik. Because he doesn't, until he starts the new Nizires, he does not acquire Shenozi. When does he acquire Shenozi?
Only when he starts the new Nizires. Dude, according to the Ran, it's not necessary that he should make a new neder. He should take a new neder of Nizires. But it's necessary to start the new Nizires. So if he didn't start the new Nizires immediately, he's even about Acher.
But he knows that he doesn't become until he starts the new Nizires.
Let's say he starts the new Nizires 2 years later. So then he becomes a Nozir.
Then he becomes a Nozir.
So that is if it turns out that he lived for some time. But suppose he said, Lohipotam Ne'ilom, Achei Nozir, and then he died 30 days later.
So it turned out that was the last 30 days of his life. So in such a case, the Ran and the Ra, and within the 30 days after the taking of the neder and his death, so he drank wine. So then the Ran would probably agree that he was Eva Bal Yechol and he was Eva Bal Tishte. Because when he said, Le'epotam Ne'ilom Achei Nozir, true, he also means Haril Alinis Nizires Beinyan Shel Yirshas B'Davar.
So there is a Kabbalah of being Neid Nizires before he dies,
but there is also a Neder that he should have completed the Nizires by his death. So in other words, it's really two things. When one says Lo Yepotam Ne'ilam Achei Nozir, he's really saying two things.
Number one, he's saying that there must be a completed new Nizires by the time he dies. And if he does die at the end of 30 days, or within the 30 days, so then it will be Huvali Mafreya that he was a Nozir.
The moment he said, Lepotam Ne'ilam. Because he said his kavanah was that he definitely should have counted Nizires by his death. So maybe if that was the last 30 days, so he became a Nozir.
But there is another, he's saying is something else too.
That Hari Olai Limnes Nizires Be'inyan Shalich Shash Bidovo She'ash Nizires.
In other words, even if it will turn out that he will be living for another 100 years, but after all, he's only human, he doesn't know when he's going to die. And he said, Lo Yipotem Ne'ilom Achei Nozir, that he should make sure that he should not have violated his death.
So that means that there are two things. There are two things.
There are two kabbalas implicit in the expression of Lepotam Ne'ilom Achei Nozir. One is Kabbalas Nizires of Harini Nozir, the last 30 days of my life. And another Kabbalah is a Kabbalah of Niuk Nizires
Be'in Shel Yirshash B'Davo. So Mele, the Ran only says, Dilu Hosom Yochlo V'Lemeiz Bailo Lov D'Yisuvet, Abol Ochel Al Tekom Lim Bal Tachem. So maybe he's about Acher, but Alech Bal Yishte is not Eivah. If he did live for for another 50 years. But if he didn't live for another 50 years, he died after 30 days. So then it is mamish like the Gemara of Oyim Alishti Arizu Gitashah Haskinim Isasi. So when he says Lo Yipotam Ne'ilam Achein was here, so there are two Kabbalists implicit in that expression. One is a Kabbalist Nizires of Arini Nozir, of Arizu, of Arini Nozir, the last 30 days of his life. And if it turns out that this was the last 30 days of his life, some mele the Shemnozir was Chal. And another Kabbalah was Harei Olai Limdeis Nizires B'Yilish L'Shash B'Domo. So if he did live for more than 30 days, he lived for 50 years, so then he's only Eva Baltacher. But if he only lived 30 days, so then he's Eva Balyechol and he's Eva Balyishte. He's Eva Balyechol and Yechol Balyishte. I mean, it's Mistaba, I guess. So the Shittas Rambam is also very similar, except in one respect, where the Rambam differs from the Ram. You see, the respect, the Rambam agrees with the Ran, that there are two Kabbalist Nizires here. First of all, there is a Kabbalist Nizires of Arini Nozir for the last 30 days of his life. He doesn't know when that is. Possibly the last 30 days of his life is right now. And possibly the last 30 days of his life is 100 years later. He doesn't know. So there is a Kabbalist Nizires of Arini Nozir for the last 30 days of his life. And then, as the Ram says, but except that according to the Ram, if one makes an eder of a real lie, Lies Nozir, not a real Nozir. I mean, a real lie, not just a real lie, because when he says a real lie stam, so in Mishpat HaLoshon it means that the Arini was a miyad. But suppose the Ram says that if someone will say, Hari Olai Lies Nozir, Avol Ein Reitze Sheyei Nozir Miyad, then the Ram couldn't say that it means Arini Nozir Miyad. So then, he'll be able to achir, he'll not be able to achir. So according to the Ram, if someone says Hari Olai Lies Nozir, and he shouldn't be Nozir Miyad, so he doesn't have to take a new neder of Nizires. The Rambam Shita is that when one takes a neder of Hari Olai Lies Nozir, not Harini Nozir, so then it's like in Nidre Hegesh, even though the Rambam calls Nozir Nidre Yisir, but it is the same thing as Nidre Hegesh. If someone takes a neder of Hari Olai in Hegdesh, so when can it become affected to Dushas Hegdesh? Only if this is followed by Nidra of Arizu. So in Nidre Issa too, in Nidre Nozir too, even though Nidre Nozir is Nidre Issa according to the Rambam, but this is the aloche, but Gemara says, Uma Nidori Meva Bal Yachol Bal Teacher, Af Nizira Seva Bal Yachol Bal Teacher. And where is Bal Teacher mentioned? Bal Teacher is mentioned in the parasha of Nidre Hegdesh, of Ari Olai, in Kiseitze. That's the parasha of Ari Olai. So that means, just as there is, just as in Hegdesh, in Nidre Hegdesh, there is Bal Teacher, there is Ari Olai, so in Nizires there is also Ari Olai. So, according to the Ram, the Ari Olai of Nizires does not require another neder of Arini Nozir. And just he has to start a new of Nizires. According to the Rambam, the Olai of Nizires requires another neder of Arini Nozir, just as in Nidre Hegdesh. So the Olai Elo, requires another neder of Arizu Elo. So by Nizires too. So, but the Ran holds that when he says, Lepotam Neilam Achei Nozir, so really, there are two Nizires. One Nizires is a Nizires of Arini Nozir, the last 30 days of his life, Arini Nozir, and another neder of Nizires is of Ari Olai, is a neder of Ari Olai, Lies Nozir, Ari Nozir. So Mele, if it turns out that he died within 30 days, or at the end of 30 days, so then, Ochul, so he was Eveya Bal Yechol, and Shoso is Eveya Bal Yishne. But if he lived for another 50 years, so then it is just in the neder of Ari Olai. So then he has to take another letter of Nizires, of to say Arini Nozia. So when the Rambam says, so there is no stira between the Rambam Perikalot Milchas Nizires and the Rambam Perikalot Milchas Nizires. The Rambam Perikalot Nizires says as follows: Hoimer lo yepotam neilom ache yenozia, hariz enozia miyat, shemo yomus ato. Shemo Yomusato. So what does it mean? That because he doesn't know whether he'll live for another 50 years, or maybe he'll die at the end of 30 days. So Memele, Misofik. So he has to, without any Kabbalah, he has to refrain from CSI. Because if Chas V'Sholem will die within 30 days or at the end of 30 days, so Memele, he's in Ozem immediately. He's not immediately. So he has to refrain immediately from CSI. And suppose he does die within 30 days or at the end of 30 days exactly, so then he but suppose he lives for another 50 years, so then it's going to be mafreya that he was not eva bal yichum bal yishte, but bal teacher is eva. Why is eva bal teacher? Because he didn't take another of Nizires. So Mimele, the Rambam in the Chesirach mentions a raya from the Gemara of Lepotam Leila Chimaz. So he says, Raya l'dobaze ma'ashom ha'yakov avinu, v'chol ha'shatitnu li'asir ha'schenuch, v'nemar ha'shon ha'darat l'shom nedah, v'ari yoyim el Lepotam Leilom, ad she'inozir chayiv v'nik bin Zires, v'yav al pi sh'adayin, lo'inodar bin Zires, ho'il v'omar she'yidah bin Ozir. Because there are two nidon, two kabbalas. One was a kabbalas nizires of Arini Nozir for the last 30 days of his life. So the mele, until he lives for at least 30 days, he doesn't know whether he'll live for more than 30 days. So he's mechuyev to be named nizires, to refrain from Sheyes Yayin without taking a new neder, because of the possibility that maybe he'll die within the 30 days. But then, even if he doesn't die within 30 days, or immediately upon the expiration of 30 days. So it is implicit in this expression, as the Ran says, Harei Olai Likabel Nizires. The only difference is because, according to the Ran, it's Harei Olai Limnis Nizires, and according to the Rambam, it's Harei Olai Likabel Nizires. Harei Olai Likabel Nizires, being in Sheliach Shash Bidomo, Shash Nizireisai. So, Mila, for that, he's a way about Acher. So, because of that Kabbalah, of Ariolai Lekabel Nizires, so that, from that din, he mentions a raya that if someone says, Ariolai Lehagdish, Havlat Shetile Behemti, so when the Behemah gives birth to Havlat, he's Mechuyev to be Makish. That's the Shidas Ram. Now, this is the Rambam in Perikvov Milchaserach. This is the Rambam in Perikvov Milchaserach. Now let's see, there is another Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. Perik Chof Beis Mi Hilchas Mechira Halochet Esvof Tezayin Yuzayin Dinag halochet esvov, perichol veiz milches mechire, halochet esvov. Dina hekdesh v'dino aniyim v'dino handorim, einei ki dina hediet b'kniyosi. Shiyilu omar odom kol ma shetili behemti, yiyye hekdesh libedek habayis, o yiyye osor olay, o yetnenu lidztoke, af al pi, sheinei miskade ishti v'sheinu beilom, harizel chayiv likayim dvore, shenema kichol hayeitze mipiv yase. So on the surface, it appears like the same din, mamish the same din that Rambam mentions in Perek Vov Milchaserach. Dina hekdesh, dina aniyim, dina andorim, eini ki dina hedit. Bikniyosi. Shilo omar odom, kol ma shetilek behem ti yi hekdesh lebedek habayis, o yi osar alai, o yetnenu litzdoke, af al pi sheini miskadesh, lifi sheini beilom, harei ze chayev likayim dvorei, shenema ki chol hayeitze mipiv yase. So he says, "Kol mashatil behemti yehegdesh lebedek habayis." Now, what does he say? What lashon does he use? If there is one milchaserach,
Kitzat to Haimir, Hari O'Reilly Hagdish, Kol Shetalim Sidosim Nayam. And here he says, Kol Mashatilim Behemti, he Hagdish. So over there he says, La Hagdish. He says here, he Hagdish. All right, you could still say, even though there is a certain variance in the Loshin that his mom is saying, Hoyu Badoloke, Im Tziro Odom, Kishahu Shriv Mera, Vioma, Kol Ma Sheyeitzi Ilan Zelanim. That the tree so far has no fruit as yet, and he expects that it will bear fruit, let's say, half a year later. Now it's in January, and he expects that it will bear fruit, let's say, in June, in July. So he says, Kol Ma Sheyeitzi, in January, he says, Kol Ma Sheyeitzi Ilan Zelanim, Oy Kol Tzchar Bayi Zelanim. In other words, he's a landlord. He has a house. He says that all the land that will accrue, let's say, 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, will be lani. Zochu ben ani. What means zochu ben ani? He said, he mentioned shchiv mera. What does he mean shchiv mera? Why does he mention shchiv mera? It's not on the basis of divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim chusum damye. If it had been on the basis of divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim chusum damye, first of all, divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim chusum damye, it only implies that without the ma'isekin, just the haknoye, so it is effective. But divrei shchiv mera is not more effective than the ma'isekin by bore. So since Ndova Shalem Eilo is ineffective even with the kinyan, so how could divrei shchiv mera, How could divrei shchiv mera be effective without the kinyan? So him, and he says lani. So it's on the basis of bichos uzloke of neder. So why does he say shchiv mera? So let him say hoyu ba'adom akei imtziv odom kishu bori kol ma sheyei tzihir anze lani oy kol tzchar bayi zelani zoch lani. Why does he mention shchiv mera? The answer is, by mentioning Shrimra, he's telling us another Chiddush, another big Chiddush, that even though he's a Shrimra, and he died, now he's not living, his children are living. So Zoch Beranim, and the children cannot say, that's these parents of the Elon, that belongs to us. At all, I mean, our father made an Eder, all right, but we didn't make any Eder. We are not Mechuyev to comply with the Nidorim of our father. So come on, one could argue that way. So, Kamashkulon, the Rambam tells us, no. Hoyu v'adom akein, im tzivu odom, even though he's a shchiv mera. And he's not be'ilom to enforce it from him. So, his children are be'ilom. So, zoch v'ani. That's not a chidish. Kishu v'om ha'kol ma sheyei tzilan zel ani, oy kol tzchar bayi zel ani, zochu ben ani. Now, I would like to know, would the Rambam apply the same aloha to the case he mentions in Perek Vov, Milchas Erech, where he says, Harei olai lehagdish, if someone says, Harei olai lehagdish, kol shetale mitzudos in Hayom, then he died. And the mitzudah produced it after his death. So, could we force the children to be magdish the mitzudah liyam? Of course not. How could we? He took in there to make another neder. All right, so if he's alive, so then Makini Sacha takes an afshay, he should be kind of neder. But if he's not alive, why should the children be forced to be kind of nidorim of the father? Where is such a loche? Where is such a loche? So you see that the Rambam formulated it differently. In Perek Vov Milchas Erech, he uses the lashon. In other words, he made a neder to make another neder. So of course, in such a case, if he died, so we don't force the children to fulfill the nidorim of his father. That's incumbent upon the father, not upon the children. But here, he uses another lashon. Kol ma shetei lebemti, not kol ma shetei lebemti, agdish lehegdish. Abdish lebedek habayis, but yeh hegdish lebedek habayis. In other words, there is a big difference. The Rambam in Hilchos Erech discusses the case where a person makes neder of arei olai lasis neder shel arizu. That's the case of the Rambam
in il chesira. Where he makes in it there a real lie lehagdish havlachet ilet behemdi. So in other words, he's making in it there, he's mikabel upon himself to make another neder later on when the behemoth will give birth to a vlad. What kind of a neder will it be then? Varizu. So he's making in it there a real lie lis neder a reizu al havlachet ilet behemdi. That's the Rambam in Lechazira. Here, the Rambam in Pirkei Chovos Milchas Mechira, he discusses the case where he takes a neder, he makes a neder of Arizu, but he says Arizu in respect to Yidomo Shel Boreo. He says, Kol Ma Shetilu Behemti Yih Hekdesh. He's not mischayev himself to make a neder of Arizu in the future. He's not mischayev himself. Nothing at all. But he just is mischayev. He just says Hareizu and Neder. He says Hareizu and something that is Leboleil, that when it will be Boleilom, it should be Hekdesh. Alright. Now then the Rambam says, Yesh Geinim Shel Chilkim Al Dovazeh. ואמרים שאין לעניים זכין אלא בדבורים שהדית כנמד ולפי חוך לא יסקו בדובה של בלאו. Now, the Rambam doesn't say יש גנים חילקין על דובה זה עם פרקבו בנחסירך, and there it doesn't say. He says yearly, and he mentions הראי פעם יעקב אבינו, הראי פעם לפותמל מה שאינו זה. Here, he doesn't say yearly, but he says יש גנים שחילקין מדובה זה. יש גנים שחילקין מדובה זה. ואמרים שנעמים זה יכין על בדבורים שההד יתקין לבן ולפיכוך לא יסקו בדובה של בלילה ואין דייתי נאיתה לדבורים אלו שאין עוד המצוב אל ההקנס ומצוב אל היקיים דבורוב בצדוקו בהקדש כמו שמצוב אל היקיים הנדר כמו שבאר דרך. So he's referring back to the רמתה הלוכה עם פרק בוב ומחזיר לכם. Of course there is a connection between the two הלוכס, but it's not ממש the same thing. Now, so you can still say that it's ממש the same הלוכה. It's not the same aloha. But you see that it's not the same aloha from the Soges Arayet. Omar Avron, Re'ani ki umesi vafiu al divrei Rabzal. Because when the Rambam says, Yesh genim shechilkin al dov hazeh, so who are the genim ha'chilik al dov hazeh? And who say that if somebody is magdish dov shelo bo'eilom, so mele the hedyet is not zeichenet, at all, so that's the shittas agedim, the shittas arif. In the sugi in Bavakan. There's a more in Bavakan that's on the Dvoma and Beis. Tanos, Hatikir Lachavir and Isli Sel. That's pages. The beauty of Imeya Mishabis had really money. Ahu gavre, the toka lechavre, shalche. So there was one person, the aggressor, who was toka lechavre. So he was mechuyev to pay in beishes. Beishes. Shalche raftuvie bamas lekamel Rav Yezid. So he sent him to Rav Yezid. So who stood before Rav Yezid? The aggressor, the chivel, and the nerb. So Rav Yezid, so Rav Yezid passed him that he has to pay palgenizus, beishes. Omale, ahu gavre. So the nerb said, hoi lo palgenizus. What's the big deal? Palga de Zuse. Loi bini. I'm not interested in that. Neisrani. If it had been $1 million, then he would be interested in taking it for himself. But Palga de Zuse, he's giving it away to me. Neisrani. Hoda Romale, that was his Loshan Rishi. The Nerbos Loshan Rishi. Hoda Romale, Neisrenle. Aizel Vaivra bin Afshoye. No, why should I give it to me? He was crazy. He retracted. I'll take it for myself. I'll refresh myself. I'll buy an ice cream soda. Omar Rav Yezid, Kvar Zocho Beyamin. It's too late to be crazy. Ist du weiter bechese.
Wie afo gab le kani moche anan ya dani manam.
Why? Because Rav Yosef was a gabish of doki. So memele, it's too late to change your mind, he told the Nerva. It's too late to change your mind because you were standing, I was standing, Rav Yosef, and the Chaver was standing. So it's my mishloshin. Now there's a loch in my mishloshin that if the obligor and the obligee and the recipient are standing my medechot, and the obligee tells the obligor the $100 that you owe me, you pay to this person. So then he's here. It's my mishloshin. So here the recipient, the mikabel, was on him, and Rav Yosef was their representative. He was the gabai. Gabai is okay. So memele, it's too late. He cannot be chayze. So why can't he be chayze? Because Rav Yosef was standing there. So the chayvel, the nerbel, and the gabai shall zdoke. So it's my mitzlosh. It's like the malve and the leive and the mikabe. So my mitzlosh. Otherwise, he could be chayze. So the Rif and Teisve says the kashe, without recourse to my mitzlosh, without the fact that Rav Yosef was a gabai zdoke, he shouldn't be able to be chayzeya, because b'fichos zdoke. Even if Rav Yosef hadn't been the gabai shel zdoke, and even if the chayvel hadn't been standing there, the nerbel, if the nerbel just said la'ani, some meile ve'azeich, why do we have to resort to yarani mana? The Rif has the same kashe, and Teisves has the same kashe. So the Rif and Teisves both give the same terms. Vim teima, lo yadani name mechayev zdoke ba'amire, ki da'ashinu mefirkam et roshon et avov, mefichol zu zdoke. Ve'yesh leima, di kmoi shein odom agdish dobo shol ibo leilom, hoche name in odom neisim zdoke dobo shol ibo leilom. Uchshe oma neis ilani, have ze acheiv kmoi shol ibo leilom. Uchshe oma neis ilani, ashgo leilom. Vichein imo eima neis ila hekdesh, lo hoyo hekdesh keine. Vinei ishi imo yo eime, cheiv ze, lichshe yove ili yodi, et neyu lehegdesh, oy litzdoke, deime, he's not sure. Teisves is not sure. But deime, so it seems, she mischai mitam neder, avon ze lo yom akei, elo yom at neyu laniim, veloy neder. So that's the terms. In other words, this is the sheet of the Rif, and the sheet of Teisves, and this is what the Rambam mentioned in the name of the game. In other words, this is the game him say, the achilik and the Rambam's deal. And the Gemara say that if somebody is magdish dovash lebaleilom, he is not mechuyev to give it away to Hekdesh, because he's dovash lebaleilom. But if someone will say, let's say, so if somebody is an obligee, let's say of $100, somebody owes a person, Shimon owes Reuven $100, and Reuven will say, the $100 that Shimon owes me, so should belong to Hekdesh. So it doesn't belong to Hekdesh. And when he collects it from Shimon, he's not even mechuyev to give it to Hekdesh. But if he says, Teisves says, if he says, the $100 that Shimon owes me, lichsheyove lo yodi, harei olai lehakdishei lehekdesh, they made that he's mechuyev. Then it's mistaber that he's mechuyev. But if he doesn't say, the $100 that Shimon owes me, but yelehegdesh, so then it's nothing. He's not mechuyev to give it to Hekdesh. It's the Hekdesh. This is what is now. So Teisves says that in order to answer the kashe, why does the Rabbi Yosef have to resolve to the fact that he was a double tzlok? Even without that, b'fichol tzlok. So he gives the text. Then he says, "V'rach kreish shezelo yorei tzelar zabei minat tzloki." Elo yorei tzelum veisim et vishol ulaar zerachel anin tachto amal Rav Yosef yadani imanam vizachinom beinim haim et shloshto vamrinom beferik kam ed erechem hoim asel azul izdoke ad shol bol yad gabay muta lishaneise vishol bol yad gabay osu lishaneise. So the rach says inach nami es far if the nerbal had tried to be chizeh from the Nidove altogether, he couldn't, without my Mishloshin, without Gabashon's Doki, because Bifichos is Doki. But here, the Nerbal did not intend to be Chayza completely, but he wanted to use that Zeus, that Paul de Zuse, he wanted to buy something, a drink, even after to refresh myself. He wanted to buy, and to repay it sometimes later, to replace it. Now the halacha is that if somebody is neither to tzedakah, so until it comes to the gabbai shel tzedakah, he can bow it, he can change it, he can bow it. But the moment it came to the gabbai shel tzedakah, so he's not allowed to bow it. He's not allowed to bow it. So here he didn't intend to be chizah completely, but he wanted to believe in that palga d'zuzi, and to replace it later with another palga d'zuzi. So if Rav Yosef hadn't been a gabbai shel tzedakah, so it would have been, he would be mechuyev on the basis of ifichos tzedakah, but it would not have been bol yad gabbai. So it's mutar lishanei so ulachlivo. But Rav Yosef said, no, you cannot even change it, you cannot even replace it with another palga d'zuzi. Why? Because it's kozo chobeyani. So in other words, why does the Rach give that teretz? Because the Rach is chilek on the different thesis. You see, obviously the Rach is chilek on the different thesis. In other words, the Rach agrees with the Shiras Rambam. And then he says, Yeish genim, yes, the Rambam says, Yeish genim shechilek in aldo vaze, ve'imrim shenanim zeichin, elo bitvorim shehetyet keina mehen. ולפיכוך לא יסקו בדובר של ליבול אלו. ואין דייתי נאית אל לדבור מאלו, שאין עודו מיצוב אל ההקניס, והוא מיצוב אל הקיים דבור בדוק אל בהקדש, כמו של מיצוב אל הקיים הנדע, כמו שבאנו בערך. All right. There is a Reb Chaim on this Rambam, but Reb Chaim doesn't discuss it as Rambam. Reb Chaim discusses, that's one of the few Reb Chaims, where he discusses not the Rambam, but some other shit. The shita kineged Rambam, the shita of the Riv, the Riv and Teisves, which is also the shita Zerayim. Now let's see the shita Zerayim. Omer Avraham. So in Perikvot Milchasei Rechem, the Rambam mentioned a certain aloche, and he mentioned two rayas, one raya from Yain Tov Avinu, one raya from Aru Gemore of Lepotam Leil Matshei Nozir, and the Ravid agrees with the Din, and he says the din is correct, and the raya from Yaakov Avinu is a good raya, but the raya from Nozir is not a good raya. But he agrees with the Rambam's din in Perikov Milchas Erechem. But with this Rambam's din in Perikov Beis Milchas Mechira, even though the Rambam himself refers to Milchas Erechem, so the raya is chilek on this Rambam. Omer Avraham, Re'ani ki u'meisif afiru al divrei Rav Zal, ki Rav kosav v'maise da'u gavda v'toko lechavre. Why does he say ki hu meisif afiru al divrei Rav Zal? Because the Rif says the same chiddush the Teisva says. The Teisva says David. What does Teisva say? That if, let's say, this Nerba had said this palga d'zuze kishiyov el yodi adish ezelanim, then he would be mechuyev to give it away to ani, to give it away to ani without gabbai shel tzedakah. But since he didn't say Agdish ki yeshiyov el yodi Agdish zelanim, but he said ki the yelanim, so the male is a dovash lebaleilom, and he's not even mechuyev to give it anim if it hadn't been, if Rav Yosef hadn't been a gabbai shel tzedakah. So this is, so Teisves and the Rif mention a certain chidesh. Now, what is that chidesh? If he says ki yeshiyov el yodi Agdish zelanim, that's mamesh the case that the Rambam discusses in Perek Vav Chaserach. So the Rif agrees with the Rambam's din, with the Rambam's yearly in Ilchas Erech, which is not such a double portion, because Teisves says Deimei. So Teisves also does not consider it, you know, as a self-evident proposition. So he says, Omer Avraham Re'ani ki u'meisif afiru al divrei Rav Zal, ki Rav kosav v'maisa da'u gavre tok lechavre, v'shum v'yisal v'yoshusei, v'imotzen mikne le'yelum mayim v'shloshten, v'zeh ha'chocha me'imeya, sh'afiru li'bou le'ilom kon ha'aniyim, ואני אומר שאם חייב עצמי בכך שאומר אתן לעניים כך וכך כלא אם אמנה פרא שייצו בכרם שלי וכן כל כך ייצו בזה הרי זה חייב עצמי ליטי. In other words, in the case in פריבום וחסי ולכם דרעי לגויז אבו אם אומר ינוסים לעניים כך וכך מפרא של בו לאילום לא יקון עניים לדברי הרב עד כאן לשם. So in other words, the Ravid So you see, the Raivet, I mean, some of the Nesikalim, raise the question against the Raivet. What does he want from the Rambam? In Perikvom Chaserach, he says, Arayim Yaakov Avinu Rayri. So he agrees with the Rambam's deed. And here is Masik. The answer is no, the Raivet himself explains very well, Ishite. There is a difference between the case discussed in Perikvom Chaserach and the case discussed here. In Perikvom Chaserach, he discusses the case that Teisva says, Deimeshu Chayev. In other words, where he says, Kol Masha Teilet Behemti Agdish Lamini, or Agdish Lebeg Rabbais, or Kol Masha Yeitzi Peir, Kol Masha Yeitzi Ilon Ze, Kol Peirish Yeitzi, Ilon Ze, Agdish Lamini, Agdish Lebeg Rabbais. So, with that, the Raivet agrees. But here he discusses the case, Yilani. He doesn't take an end. Oh, in Perikvom Chaserachim, he discusses the case where a person makes an Edea to make another Edea. Here the Rambam doesn't discuss the case where the person makes an Edea to make another Edea. No, 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 no. He just says, when it will be Boleilom, it will be Hekish. In other words, in the case of Perikvom Chaserachim, in Perikvom Chaserachim, the Rambam discusses the case where the person takes an Edea of Ari Olai to make an Edea of Ari Zu. Here, he discusses the case where the person makes a neder of Arizu, but he makes the neder of Arizu in respect to Idom Shal Boreh. So the shite of the Rif and the Raivet and Teisves is that if someone takes a neder of Ariolai in respect to Idom Shal Boreh, that when it's Boreh, he should make another neder of Arizu, so then it is Chal. Then it is Chal. Because there are two types of nidorim nidrei hekdesh, and means okay, there is an eder of arizu, and there is an eder of arilai. So naturally, the eder of arizu cannot be chal on dovah shel boleilom, but the eder of arilai can be chal on dovah shel boleilom as well. And what is the eder of arilai? Every eder of arilai in hekdesh is a eder to take another eder of arizu. That's the definition of an eder of arilai. When someone says Ari Olai Lo Veilo, what does it mean Ari Olai Veilo? Ari Olai Lies Neidea, Ari Zu on a certain day. So every neder of Ari Olai is a neder to take another neder of Ari Zu, another Ari Zu. So that din the Raivet, the Rif, and the Raivet and Teisves agree, but Teisves is not so sure about it. He says they. But here the Rambam mentions another chiddush, that if he takes a neder of Arizu in respect to Dovah Shel Boreh, so when it is Boreh, he becomes mechuyev. He becomes mechuyev. Now, so what's the pshat in this din of Rambam? Now, the din in Perikvom Chaserachim, you understand? We understand. That, in other words, that if a person says Arei Olai Li Yisnei Deya Li Hekdesh, so that's Arei Olai. So just as every Arei Olai is like that, but the usual Eder of Arei Olai is Arei Olai Lo Vieilo. He doesn't specify it. He doesn't mention the Dovah Shel Boreh, and but the same Arei Olai can take effect Li Davi Dovah Shel Boreh as well. That's the din of the Rambam Perikvom Chaserachim. So the Rif agrees with that din. Masha'im Kein, in this case, where he says, Kol Masha Tilet Be'emti, Yeh Hekdesh Lebeg Rabbais, not that I'll take an Eder, that it should be Hekdesh. So it's Dovah Shel Boreh, so it's not Chal. So the Raivet says, how can it be Chal? He didn't take an Eder to make another Eder. So how can it be Chal? So apparently the Shittes of Rambam is that every Eder of Arizu, if it cannot be effective b'teiras arizu, it is chal b'teiras arilai. Every neder of arizu, if it cannot be effective b'teiras arizu, so it is chal b'teiras arilai. But in the Rambam here, we have another chiddush, because if the Rambam had mentioned that if a person says kol mashetivet behemti yeh hekdesh lebeg habayis, and then when the behemoth gives birth to a vlad, so he is mechuyev to be magdishet Then we will understand. So it's like, because every neder of Arizur, if it cannot be effective b'teiras Arizur, it is how b'teiras Arizur. Yes, b'chol mosayim on it. In other words, Arizur is more than Arizur. But if it's not effective, if it's effective b'teiras Arizur, it's not chayach, so it becomes hekdesh immediately. But if it, if for some reason it's ineffective b'teiras underscore of Arizur, because it's a dovash leboleirom, so mainly it is effective b'teiras Arizur. All right, so if it's effective b'teiras Arizur, so he still has to make another neder of Arizu. So if he's alive, fine. But the Rambam says, "Oy v'adovah kein im tzivodom kishu shrim ra v'yom akom ashiyet zilan zelanim oy kol schar bayi zelanim zoch ba'anim." How is that? How would anim zeiche? At the time when it's bore ilom, so he's not alive anymore. So if he had been alive, so he could be forced to make another neder of Arizu. But he's not alive, and the children didn't take any nidori. So we have to understand this. So I heard from my father Zechem Lebroche that from this Rambam it's a raya. Now there is such an Indian as ischayves. A person can be mischayev himself, can assume new obligations. Let's say a person could be mischayev himself to support, let's say, another person. Our the Jew and Suda not be dwelling down. But al deki and suder, he could be mischayev himself. So then it becomes a real monetary obligation, and there is shibut. So a person could certainly assume obligations on shibudim, on mumim. Could a person be mischayev himself to give a ben? So there is a machlekes between the ktzeis and the nisives on that point. Between the ktzeis and the nisives. In other words, the ktzeis shite is that a person could be mischayev himself. The ktzeis is in simen reish gimel and in simen reish vav. The ktzeis reish mishpat. So the ktzeis shite is that one could be mischayev himself to give $100. Ruvein could through ki and suder or through ishtar, he could be mischayev himself to give Shimon $100. So he's mechuyev to give $100. So it's not a ban. He doesn't specify which $100 he has to give. $800. So chiyuvim could be halal, his chayves could be halal on shibudim, on mumim. But suppose Ruvein, our deki and suder would be mischayev himself that this table, when I decide to sell this table, I'm going to be makneh to shibudim. This table, this specific table, iban. So the ktzei says there couldn't be any ischayves on the bed. You could be makneh the table, but suppose he doesn't want to be makneh the table. He wants to be mischayev himself to transfer this table. When he decides to sell this table, right now he's interested in having the table for himself, but he's mischayev himself all the kids are there, that when I decide to get rid of the table, I'll give it away to Shimon and only to Shimon and to no one else. He cannot do it. Even all the keys to that, because it's key and wrong. You can be mischayev yourself only to give, to be mischayev money. I should be mechuyev $100. The word, the value of the table, fine. Let's say this table is worth $22. So one al the key and suda, Ruben could mischayev himself al the key and suda to pay the value of the table. And he could be mischayev himself to pay the value of the table al the night too. Let's say, if and when I decide to get rid of that table, so then I mischayev myself either to sell this table to Shimon or to give the value of that table, $22. So then it's a mischayev amomim. It's not a mischayev an ben. That he can do. But to be mischayev myself to give a ben, I can be makneh the ben. But if I'm not makneh the ben, I cannot be mischayev myself to give away in the future a bear. That I cannot. This the Ktzei says in Siman Resh Gimel and in Siman Resh Vav. And he mentions a marit to that effect. The Nisives in Siman Samech. In Siman Samech, he is chayuk. And he says that one could be mischayev himself to give a bear even without assuming a chayis. Because according to the Ktzei, when, and he mentions a marit, when is a chayach to give a ben if he is mischayev himself to give that behen all its value. So then he's mechuyev. But just to give a behen, there is no ischai v'schal. And even if he makes a kinyan suda, so it's kinyan dvorim. So the nesivus is chelik. So the ksayis is nesimen resh gimel and nesimen resh vov, and the nesivus is nesimen samach. Nesimen samach resh gimel.
Now, so I heard from my father that apparently the Rambam says
din ha-hekdesh v'din ha-ani v'din ha-dorim eine k'din ha-hedet.
So the Rambam distinguishes, the Rambam actually agrees, confirms the shita of the ktzeis,
that there is no ischayves an eben, but that's only in hegdesh. Mashein kim by hegdesh.